I'm Mark Strassman. I'm the president of Eatopia in Valley Village. It's a company that produces internet content, and it's important to me as a professional and as a producer that as many people as possible have as much broadband capability as possible. And that's been your intention too. And I don't believe that one more comment in favor or opposed to the concept of open access is going to sway the issue here tonight. So what I'd like to do is very, very briefly belabor the obvious and then talk about a fairy tale and then make some other comments, all in a minute or two. It's obvious that everyone wants to have more access, and they think it can be achieved, and I agree with them, by lower prices, and they think the way to do that is by more competition. People are disagreed on which combination of large corporations can best be trusted to provide that competition. And I'd like to refer us at that point to the story of the tailor and the giants who stood up in the tree when two big giants, one of which looked a lot like AOL, GTE, SBC, and Pac Bell, approached, while from the other side, another giant that looked a lot like AT&T and Media One approached. And he was trying to figure out how he could deal with this situation. And I think that we're in a similar situation. And unfortunately, there is no obvious way of regulating or deregulating or unregulating the factors involved to guarantee that there'll be more competition, lower prices, and more access. And it's going to be up to the wisdom of the members of the City Council to decide what to do. I'd like to point out that as of yesterday, both the cities of San Francisco and Santa Monica have enacted local ordinances prohibiting certain ATM charges. The banks, of course, have said they'll oppose these measures in court. On the issue we're discussing here tonight, access to cable plants, the city of Portland has voted to support open access. This, of course, has led to an ongoing legal case. All of these efforts in regard to ATM access and to broadband access by autonomous local citizens or local citizens organized and supported by giant outside corporations against other corporations with strong local presences, think globally, market locally, highlight what no doubt will be a frequent occurrence in 21st century America, namely disputes and debates about both the substance of electronic access issues and the authority of citizens within political subdivisions to enforce their will on commercial entities or other governments that are regional, national, or global in their reach. Because the substance of this issue being discussed here tonight is the meta issue, beyond the substance of this issue being discussed here tonight is the meta issue of determining the relative authority of linked jurisdictions, the City Council of Los Angeles and the Federal Communications Commission, to name the specifics. The effort to reach consensus on this procedural meta issue will no doubt be complex, and it may be divisive. After all, a similar dispute, the substance of which was slavery and the procedural form of which was states' rights, led to a certain protracted dispute resolution process far more extensive and far bloodier than any we can thankfully expect to see emerge from our discussion here tonight about how we're going to get our broadband internet connections. Maybe what we need to do in this particular situation is to consider the fact that we're in a situation where we've made ourselves so dependent on the whims of giant corporations to look out for our essential needs, and as a result, are in a position where none of the options open to us is that great. Because we've given the power to manage our affairs to others far away whose interests are not necessarily our own.